Welcome to Property Talk from Louise's Lounge. My name's Louise Heatley and I'm Managing Director of Exclusive Links Real Estate. I have 16 years in the Dubai real estate industry and I know a few things and I know a few people. And over our episodes, we're going to cover some market trends, some interesting topics. We have some guest attendees and it's also an opportunity for you to meet the team. On today's episode, we have two female, very well respected and dynamic real estate leaders in the market. They have a very strong track record and very, very pleased to get their perspective on women in real estate. We have Alicia Sheglova, who is the Managing Director of Dacha Real Estate, and we have Dunia Fadi, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Berkshire Hathaway. And of course today we couldn't have a podcast about women in real estate without my business partner and without our managing partner for Exclusive Links Real Estate, Zara Evans.
Morning ladies, lovely to see you.
All the way from sunny Scotland. And Zara was one of the original ladies in real estate. You started in 1998 and been in the market for 23 years.
Wow.
So thank you for joining us. Long, long time ago. And all of you three ladies have something in common. You all won the Entrepreneur Award from Property Finder.
Yay.
So congratulations. So we couldn't have a better panel today.
And we actually, three of us, were on the cover of Prestige magazine.
We were. That's good. Okay, so ladies, let's start with Alicia first. Tell us a little bit something about you in terms of how long you've been in the business and how did it all start?
So I've been in the business since 2008. How many years that? 13 years already. Yeah. And it was actually my mother's business to start with. But then in 2008, when I finished university, the crisis was happening. She decided to, you know, leave and I took over. So definitely now I've been through two crises, which was obviously the global recession in 2008 and then 2020.
You came in at the good time then.
Yeah, I came in the best time. That really thickened my skin. And 2020, which was supposed to be a recession for the Dubai real estate market, but turned out to be actually what's the opposite of recession?
Succession.
Yeah, exactly. It was actually like the busiest 2020 and obviously 2021 now, the busiest years I've witnessed.
Yes, it's been there. It'd be interesting for you then to come in at that time where a lot of people were actually getting out.
Yeah, 2008 was,
well done you, just hit it head on. And Dunia?
Well, I have been in the real estate market now for 16 years, purely Dubai, and purely my career is real estate. I've not done any other job. My very first paid job was in real estate. I, of course, started from the bottom up. I was a property consultant when I came in. Rolled up in university, and then I just, in no time, I became part of management, co-founded a company, was management for 10 years. Then I started my own company for 3 years, and then, which eventually merged with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Gulf Properties here in Dubai in 2019, July. So yeah, and it's great so far. Yeah. I mean, yes, real estate has its ups and downs, like Alicia said that 2008 market was crumbling down, and now 2020, when everyone was panicking, things turned out to be just fine in terms of home buying. Mm. And we're looking forward to find out what 2021 is holding.
It's going to be an interesting year, sure. But it's quite interesting, Dunia. You've had that lot of different changes and experiences, whereas ourselves have only done that one company with Dacha and Exclusive Links Real Estate. So Alicia, tell us, why do you love what you do? It's such a hard, challenging job for anybody, and you've got to have the passion. So how do you?
Well, my initial calling was to be in the medical field. I really wanted to be a doctor, but then when I was 21, I joined the company, and what I loved is the different dynamics of what we do in real estate. I was also a realtor to start with. I didn't just start managing. I was managing a small team and realtoring, meeting new people, overcoming challenges. So you have to really use your brain to be solution focused. And that's why I think the good brokers do well are the ones who try to find solutions to help their clients. And of course, when you actually do close a deal, I think the high is so high, you feel so good. Mm. So definitely for me, especially in my job, I do accounting, I do marketing, I do everything. It's so multidimensional that definitely you're never bored.
No, it's a roller coaster ride, real estate, isn't it? For sure. There's highs and the lows, definite. So Dunya, globally, real estate is perceived as a man's world. So there is obviously gender gap, which is very significant.
Absolutely.
Why is this? Why do you think? We're three ladies sitting here. Why do you think it's still perceived as men in real estate?
We still do it better. I mean, no offense to anyone out there. We do it much better. And the numbers and the surveys have proved that every business that's led by women is absolutely exceeding in expectations and it's well managed. I think because it comes from the background of construction and being on the field and the sites. And so, to be honest, I really felt that we were okay in a male-dominated market or business, because every time I go to an event, it's all black tie, everyone is in suits, and I'm like the only woman, or maybe I have few. And then it kind of started growing and becoming more popular amongst women. But then one day I attended a construction seminar about women in construction. And when I heard their stories and what they go through and what they suffer, because they have to be in construction sites, they have to be, and they're always perceived as, you know, I don't know why, but women are not weak. They're stronger than anyone thinks, but they are. Since, oh, you can't go up, it's dangerous, or you can't lift that, or be careful. So when I heard these women's stories, I was like, oh my God, we have it easy. I mean, we're still in an office working with clients, families. Our clients are, some of them are women and with their kids. But so it's perceived like that, I think, because of any business.
So
even banking is like that. Even finance is also perceived as a man's job. Many jobs is perceived as, because in the history, when you go back, women were supposed to take care of the house and the kids and cater for whatever is needed in the home. But it's not true, because women are capable of more. And in fact, when you nurture a woman and you make her feel, I mean, when she feels important, she gains confidence, and that reflects in her, the way she manages her house and kids and her relationship with her partner. So it's really, it's just a perception that we're now working hard, all of us here and women all over the globe, that we break that chain, you know?
It's a different skill set for sure.
Definitely.
Let's also ask Zara. Zara, in particular, you're one of the original women. You got in 23 years ago. What is your perception of that? Why it's a man's world? And what do you think we actually, you know, what is our advantages as being women?
Well, I think advantages of being women in managing any business, you know, like Dunya said, you know, we're very strong. We've got a great nurturing traits. And I think those nurturing traits are great specifically for the real estate sector. But, you know, I'm seeing more and more that the UAE government are also empowering a lot more women into more senior prominent positions. So, you know, obviously seeing that, obviously there's that perception, especially even in the Middle East, that there's more sort of, as Dunya said, that the grey suit competitive negotiator that, you know, gets linked and associated with real estate. But, you know, with our clients and our customers, they're so varied. I don't think that gender has ever created a barrier. And, you know, certainly all my years in Dubai and all my years in business in Dubai, I was only ever met with inclusion. I was only ever met, you know, positively. So, yeah, I mean, I think that it's just, you know, Dubai offers a safe business environment for women to prosper. So I don't see it as a hurdle at all. And you know, more power to the ladies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we're at the forefront of the real estate market. We're in it. So the rest of it's just perception.
Yes.
We know it's
absolutely
not an issue.
I truly think that us as realtors and as women, we need to stop asking the question, that we need to stop saying that we're in a male-dominated industry, because maybe that was the case 20 years ago. But right now, it's so not the case. If I look at my office, which we have over 60 agents, half of them are female. The top performers are female. When I speak to other brokers, there's so many top performing realtors in Dubai and also, I'm sure, in America, etc. So I think construction maybe, but we need to stop asking the question and We need to stop creating the divide. That's not there.
Let's get rid of the old
exactly.
skills and move on. So at a personal level, what do you find are the challenges being in real estate, managing a business?
I think being in business in general, or even working as a woman or as a man, there's challenges in every job, right? For me, the biggest challenge came when I had my son 4 years ago, because I think trying to divide the attention between your child and your business is the most challenging thing that I ever faced. But of course, with the right support, with the right time management, you manage. Definitely, you know, we have stressful situations at work, but then we have stressful situations at home as well. Mm. So this is what makes women powerful. We can do it all.
You can balance. You can do more than one thing at a time.
Exactly.
For sure. So according to you, Dunya, I know we all feel Dubai market is quite unique. Why is it unique, or the UAE market in general?
Where do I start from? It's been a roller coaster, a very beautiful one. Honestly, when I started, I never thought I'd be part of real estate. I never even imagined that I would be doing this job when I was aspiring. When they ask you, what do you want to do when you grow up, right? This was not in the books at all.
What was it?
Actually, when I was very young, it was an astronaut.
Astronaut or doctor.
And then when I realized it asks a lot of science and mathematics and stuff, I was like, okay, I can do a pilot. And then it just phased away, and I studied economics, and then I just stumbled upon real estate. So the market has been very interesting, because when I first came into Dubai, it was in 2005, and it was just at the beginning where everything has become freehold. And I remember living in Springs and asking a cab to take me to Springs. It was like, you're crazy, you're out of your mind, you live in Springs. And I'm like, okay, now it's like when you ask someone to take you to beyond Dubai land, you hear that. But I'm also thinking what happened in 2005, I'm thinking that's going to become part of the city very soon. So I've seen a lot of developments. I've seen, and referring to the UAE government and the Dubai government in particular, they're very dynamic when it comes to applying change. Maybe at first they were very little resistant, but right now we're seeing changes happening according to what is required. We are all very pleasantly surprised of all the changes that happened during the pandemic, because we were worried about, because of the old ways, that's going to affect the growth during this challenging time. But they quickly became proactive and dynamic, and they applied and implemented new laws, gave in stimuluses, brought in new regulations, new visa framework. So it's really, you can see that, and that encourages you. That in its own, it inspires me every morning to get out of bed and keep going. We have seen, of course, the up and down. We have seen the market go up. We've seen the inflation of 2008, and that wasn't limited to Dubai alone. It was the entire world that crumbled, unfortunately. And then we've seen the recovery, and we've seen a steady growth since then. Dubai real estate scene as a whole, it has matured from what it used to be when we started. The frameworks have changed, and it really now set a global standard. Now, when you talk about Dubai, you say Dubai in New York and Singapore and Hong Kong and London. You don't only say Dubai in the Middle East. And I'm trying very hard, because we are part of a huge network that's got 1,500 offices. And the majority of that is in the US. Some are in the Europe. But in the US, they have a perception, they have taboos, they have stereotypes about the Middle East. So if Dubai is in the Middle East, then Dubai is this. But when I tell them the story, and I'm very always proud to share the story of Dubai, they are mesmerized. They are very surprised. They all want to come and visit and explore. So yes, from where Dubai was to where it has come, including other Emirates as well, it has come a long way, and I think the future is only brighter and amazing. Of course, you'll have challenges. Of course, you'll have problems. There's nothing without problems, or that's what makes us go forward, right? But I only see it getting better and better and better and more open to the world.
I think what we have to do as managers as well, we always have to look at what does the customer need? What does the consumer want? And I do believe, as you've just said there, Dubai is very innovative.
It's
changing. It will change.
It's
it will give them what
like
they
right
need.
Now, the customers we deal with, their requirements are totally different from customers we dealt with 5 years ago, or 3 years, or 4 years. We are seeing a new wave of people who are choosing Dubai as a home from Europe, from South Africa, from other countries. and their requirements are totally different. Mm. I mean, initially we would sell for investment, we would sell, now you have end users that will pay any price to get the right property. Mm. And that will keep changing. Again, you never know, in 2 years you'll have a lot of investors who are focused on small units, bulk deals. Mm. So it's just, you have to keep adapting yourself and your team.
Yeah, it does evolve. What are you findings changed all the time you've been here over the last 10
well,
years?
Well, obviously Dunia has said a lot. I've been here for over 25 years now. I grew up here. So I saw Dubai develop from zero. Like, there was no Dubai Marina, there was nothing. So for me, that's inspiring. Mm. For me, what's inspiring is seeing the government adapt. Like you said, clients want the visas. So now they've come up with all these structures. And while Europe is in lockdown, people are coming here because they see how well Dubai has handled the whole situation. And I'm proud to say that I live in Dubai. And definitely about perceptions, there's still so many people that think, I don't know, you can't go out on the street without covering your hair, etc. And that's why I'm so active on social media, to dispel all these myths and to make people realize how amazing Dubai is as a city. So definitely, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the 2040 vision that Dubai has in place now. So
that's great to see a lot of things there. It's very exciting, isn't it?
So
we'll sit back down here in 2040 and see where we're at.
Yeah.
Or who we've passed the businesses on to, the kids. Speaking of kids, yourselves and obviously Zara, our partner, my managing partner, all mums, all very successful, all very professional. You did touch on it slightly before, Alicia. But I want to know, I feel I don't have time and I don't have the kids running around. How do you do it? How do you actually balance it?
You know what, for me, I find very frustrating is when people give excuses like, I don't exercise, I don't have time. I don't read, I don't have time. And it's all an excuse. It's your limiting belief in your mind that you create, or to create an excuse that you don't want to do something. So me as a mom, I exercise 6 times a week. I obviously work. I am in the office from 9 to 6 to 7. I spend quality time with my son, and I manage to do everything because when there is a will, there is a way. Mm. So whoever says that, like, I don't have the time, I don't have the energy, they don't want it strongly enough. That's the reason. And of course, I have help. I have a nanny, and this is another thing. We're so fortunate in Dubai that help is affordable, help is trustworthy, it's available. So definitely in Dubai, without family around, I wouldn't be able to do it without without it. But otherwise, on of course, during weekdays, I find it difficult to find the time to spend with my son, although I try to see him at least for an hour. But on weekends, 2 days is just dedicated to him, and that's
you
it.
You shut off work and you have quality family
and
time.
And also, some people say that, you know, it's a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week type of job. And I also don't believe in that, because I think if you're a good manager, you will learn how to delegate. Mm. You will learn how to be productive, how to finish all your tasks in the 5 days you have a week, etc. So yeah, just work smart.
It's all the will, where there's a will, there's a way. I do like that. Dunia, do you do anything different or any tips?
Oh, balancing is really hard. Let's not be fooled. There is no one with a magic wand that can just make things happen and everything will fall into place. You wake up in the morning, you have to have discipline. For me, discipline is very important. In anything you want to do, be it managing kids and work, or just managing a startup, or just managing your life altogether, if you don't have the discipline and the commitment, you're not going to be able to achieve everything. So when I put the discipline and I couple that with focus, I get a very successful mix of things. But yes, does it take its toll on you? Absolutely. Does it take away from your own time to be able to spend with friends or have friends or just do whatever you wish to? Yes, it does, because then you will be compromising. So it's very hard not to compromise somewhere. And if you wish not to compromise, or if you get to that stage where you don't compromise between your personal life and your work life, you're compromising on yourself. And I can tell you that. I'm not gonna, it's not magic. It's true. I give 100% here, I give 110% to my kids, and who ends up burned out almost? Myself,
it's a constant battle for you, is it?
It's a constant battle to balance things, but like Alicia said, when there is a will, there's a way. I sometimes feel like I'm a robot, to be honest.
This is a full itinerary of what you have to do on a day-to-day.
And this is exactly
when you put it that way.
And this is how you have to do it. I mean, there is no other way. You end up, yes, you end up burning yourself at the end. But will I do it any other way? No. Will I wake up at home and take the kids to school and come back and spend my time? No. There's nothing wrong for not wanting to work as a woman. It's absolutely fine. Just looking after your home and kids is amazing too. But my desire or my aspiration is to to do more and more and more. So I would not do it any other way. Yeah.
Well, I take my hats off to you. I don't have children, so the fact that you do this, I know how tired I get. And obviously Zara in Scotland, how did you do it all? I'm sure it's a little bit better for you being in Scotland away from the kids in the office. I didn't say that.
My youngest has just finished university last week. So when I first moved to Dubai and joined real estate, my oldest child was only 2 months old. So I grew a business and raised a family side by side. And I think I always believe in a saying, if you want a job done, ask a busy person to do it. So that's different with managing a business and raising a family at home. And Dunia, you mentioned a word which is a key factor, and that's compromise. And I think that when you do have high standards, you don't want to compromise in the office, you don't want to compromise at home, and therefore there is no one that puts greater pressure on the situation than ourselves, okay? Because we want to be overachievers. I'm a born leader. And if I'm a born leader, I'm a born leader in the office and I'm a born leader at home. And you always want to lead by example. You always want to show by example. And that's no different today when I've got a 21 and a 23-year-old they'll walk into my household now as young adults and say, "Mum, there's no one puts more pressure on the situation on yourself than yourself." So, I think it is. It's about prioritising. It's certainly about juggling. And, you know, certainly when I'm not going to say turn my back on, because I could never turn my back on Dubai, but when I left and moved to Scotland a couple of years ago, I think one of the things when you can turn around and reflect and say, you know, I'm happy if Exclusive Links, where it's at, and many thanks obviously to Louise, but and my kids where they're at, I can actually walk away with my head held high and think, do you know what? I actually have done all right. And, you know, that's a really nice thing to do when your kids are a bit older and you can actually reflect on what you've done always as a working mum.
So I was going to ask what advice you would give young ladies entering into real estate, but I'm a little bit scared to do that now after you said we should not be saying it's about ladies.
No, I don't give advice.
But as I say, it's outside perception and we still have to deal with it. I do agree with you. We do have to just drop that gender gap between us, but women coming into real estate, the episode is about women in real estate.
It is.
What advice would you give them?
I think the first thing is you need to carry yourself as a lady. You need to dress like you mean business. And I know a lot of people do it well nowadays, but there's still a lot of people who, I don't know, wear short skirts. We're in a Muslim country. You're allowed to wear short skirt here, but if you're a lady in business, if you want to be taken seriously, my personal opinion is that your skirt should be below the knee. Mm. I think every lady in real estate should own a suit. And what I don't understand, like on my Instagram, obviously I'm very active there, people keep on asking, where's your suit from? Where's that? I walk past H&M. I walk past Zara. There's so many affordable options of suits that are stylish. So there's no excuse for any girl in real estate to own at least two suits and look professional. Mm. Also, girls who wear like extremely high heels or heels with glitter, heavy makeup, false lashes, like you send the wrong message. Mm. So of course, as a woman, you might be taken wrongly, but if you know what you're talking about, if you dress for success, you will do well. Okay, so first impressions obviously matter, but then of course people will only deal with you if you're knowledgeable. So it's really important that you learn as much as possible, read different books on sales, on negotiations, of course in real estate, and then listen to your managers. So what happens a lot of the times, we have new brokers who join us, and within the first month they start like hitting really high numbers, more than people who've been in the industry for 3 years, 5 years, and that's because they listen to everything the manager tells them to do. They're trying really hard. But what happens with brokers who already, they fall into like bad habits. They stop being enthusiastic, they stop working as hard because they think deals will just fall into their laps. So that's the advice. look the part, of course, learn the job, and then just be enthusiastic and give it all you've got.
Oh, perfect. Sounds good. Dunia, do you have anything else to add on that, on tips?
Absolutely. Impressions are very important. And I've said this even on an article, that if you respect yourself, you will be respectful. People would respect you. Mm. So you'll have to give that image. But as a young girl, I would say avoid temptations. Know what you want. Don't look at someone who's already successful in the business and say, oh, but she's already there. How am I going to? It took years for anyone, for myself, for Alicia, for yourself, for Zara. It took years to get where we had to do ABCs to get to the end. So don't get diverted from your goal just because something has happened and, you know, you got disheartened. Focus on the goal regardless of what the circumstances are. So whoever is already on top, there are women who have been 40, 50 years doing the business to become successful. We can't compare ourselves to them. We have to continue doing the same to reach to that level. Mm. And please know that when you reach the success, that's not the end of the road. Mm. That's just the beginning. So if you're seeking success, thinking I'm going to be successful and I'm going to chill on the couch like this, no, we're going to leave here and we're going to get on with our days, with the kids and the work and everything. So, and also remain focused. My very number one advice to any young girl or young man taking any career choice right now is to remain focused. Just like horses, when they run, they put those covers on the side for a reason, for them not to get distracted. And they focus on the end goal where they have to reach the end line. So exactly like that. And temptations, Dubai is very tempting for young girls. They need to be strong. They need not to fall into that trap. If you really don't have discipline, you're not going to succeed. And of course, the knowledge and skills, and keep learning. Never stop learning, because things are ever, especially in the world we live in now, it's so fast evolving. We can't keep up. I mean, the technology and the ways things are being done are changing every day. Mm. And if you don't keep learning, you miss out.
Yeah, you definitely have to have the passion and the drive and real estate. If that gets deflated, then you're not going to reach the goals that you set yourself. True. So would you do anything differently? I mean, we all go through learning curves. It's constant. We didn't start our business knowing everything. Is there anything you would change?
For me, the only advice I would give myself when I was 21, obviously I was new to the industry, I feel like I was not confident, I was shy, and that I would not say yes to more opportunities. Mm. So I feel like if you say yes to the world, if you say yes to opportunities, even yes to more clients, you know, to show them properties, you will build a bigger network, you will create more opportunities that will lead you further in life. So I feel like don't let your fear hold you back, and just say yes to life, and great things will happen.
Very good.
Same questions to me.
Yes, it is. So we want to know
if I look back, I would say automatically things fall into place, to be honest. Yes, they came with their challenges, and we were talking about this prior to starting, but eventually everything somehow falls into place. Today's people are more lucky because they've got social media, they've got a lot of tools for them to accelerate what we have started from an Excel sheet, you know, to keep in touch with the clients, to learn more about their clients. Because through social media and through your sphere of influence, we always look for more people, but just through the people that are within your sphere of influence, you can learn more about them just by being part of their social media. You don't even have to meet every day. Keep in touch with them, build relationships. This is something that, honestly, if I knew when I was younger, I would have had much bigger network than I really have now. Although clients still remember me from years back, I get a call, XYZ gave me your number. I'm like, oh yes, actually they bought from me 10 years ago or 6 years ago or 5 years ago. And even now, just one client can give you 6-7 other clients. So you really have to focus on the relationship and not the transaction. Mm. So, and this is an advice for all other people. But use whatever means you have now, the technology that you have now to widen your network more and more, thing we didn't have in the past. We had, I mean, I felt that then Facebook was a waste of time, and I completely deleted my profile because I used to come in the office in the morning, 45 minutes later, I'm scrolling down Facebook, and it's complete waste of time. Now Facebook is a business tool that I really feel like I missed out at a very early age. So just use what you have and say yes more to things. Say no as well, by the way, because there are some things you can always say yes.
Pay rises.
Say yes to clients who wants to buy from you, but be strong enough to say no to things that's going to waste your time and distract you from your goal.
Yeah, I think you mentioned then, it was actually in our last episode about doing, looking after the people over the property and, and networking and showing
relations
yourself.
Over transactions.
Yeah, and we
definitely
didn't really have the means to do that when we first got in as much as we can, but the World Wide
Fast
Web
pace.
Does help us get on there. Yeah. Zara, actually, do you have any regrets in real estate?
In real estate, absolutely not. I mean, my background, I started off in the airline industry, and I didn't, as Dunia said, stumble on real estate until I moved to Dubai. And, you know, obviously joining in 1999, I think it's quite pertinent to mention that Louise and I are in quite a unique situation, as the episode is ladies in real estate. You know, we're lucky that we have always had a very close bond, working relationship and friendship. So, you know, in so many scenarios, and I'm sure both Dunia and Alicia, you can associate with this, we would attend meetings and Louise and I would be discussing the fallout and the debrief of that meeting together in the car on the way back to the office. And, you know, it does give us a ability as ladies in real estate to be two strong females. And I think, obviously, the question, because I'm listening to the answers that you're mentioning there and obviously the advice that you would give to ladies that are coming into the industry, you know, I think passion. And, you know, it's something that women are very good at is being passionate about what we do. And obviously the confidence, obviously the professionalism, but there has to be a lot of passion in there. And a word that I use a lot with our marketing team is when I'm looking at describing exclusive links and how we want to be portrayed is strong feminine. So again, that sort of, I think, summarizes what you ladies were talking about there. Is strong but feminine. No, I turned the page on my Dubai chapter and very happy with what I've achieved and very happy with the connections and the friendships that I built in Dubai that will be lifelong because we're all transient in Dubai, and when you're transient, you rely on your extra family, and you know, even we talked about housemaids. I had the same housemaid for 17 years. We still keep in contact with her. The kids keep in contact. You know, obviously, a lot of people have of my generation of living in Dubai have actually left. But do you know what? It's Dubai is a city that is such a fast revolving, like Central Station in New York, and that's probably one of the reasons why I chose to step away from that continual very fast treadmill. I'm a lot older than you ladies. Well, not a lot older, certainly older than you, Alicia, when you're talking about university. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, that was a memory ago. But you know, that fast revolving, you know, Dubai. If you don't pick up your phone, people stop calling you, and you know, that's the environment that it is, and it thrives on it. And I thrived on it and enjoyed it and lived it and loved it for years. But you know, I'm just life after Dubai.
I remember those meetings driving back, and it used to take about an hour to get back to the office because I was driving distracted so much. I'd be literally driving right across the other side of Dubai. You know what it's like in Dubai.
It is.
You have to have your wits about you when you're driving. Me and Zara talking, it was like, oh, is that the turn off? Thank you, Zara. And one last question for you ladies. Tell us something nobody knows anything about you.
Mm. You go first. I need
to think. Do you have a secret, Divya?
Oh, I actually, it's not a secret. It's because of this COVID that social life has been brought to zero. So in keeping up with the theme of ladies in real estate and with motherhood and balancing and juggling, and I'm actually expecting my third child now, oh. Which I was never expecting.
Congratulations.
That I would go for it. But it happened, and I'm now on my 6th month. I was scared at first. I'm like, how am I going to manage and how I'm going to do this? But it went smooth. I have not taken a day off since this whole thing started. And I just feel stronger and stronger. And it's something about when you are able to do things as a mother, you just feel like, okay, I'm stronger. I can do it. I'm more, you know, you cherish it more than when you just have your all your time for yourself. So yes, I'm pregnant. And The reason it's not been announced is because I've not met people. Of course, because of COVID restrictions, we're keeping away. But I'm expecting my third child this summer, and I'm very excited about it.
Congratulations.
And it's a girl, so it's a woman.
Yay. More women in real estate.
More women, more power.
You're training it up soon, taking on those viewings with you. So you weren't busy enough? No, do you?
No, I needed something. You know, I was like, okay, what was missing? And let me just add more pressure. No, I mean, it's going to be beautiful. I'm confident that I'm going to, and my husband is full support, saying you can do it, and it just sounds good that you have someone who believes that you can
we know
still
you
do
can
things,
do it, you know? Absolutely, you can take it on. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I can beat that.
You should have gone first.
Oh my god. Rewind.
It's like, okay, now you're regretting. You first. Something from school?
No, the only thing I can say, obviously, I've already mentioned that I actually wanted to be a doctor. I studied human nutrition and dietetics, so I worked in a hospital even as a dietitian. I also worked as a model, so women empowerment, I guess. And then I worked with my husband. We worked together for the past 10 years. I don't know if people know. We sat in the same office, I think, for 5 years, and we haven't killed each other.
Wow, you're still married.
And we're still
and
married.
And we work together.
Exactly. So I think that's also something incredible, because a lot of people say, I don't know how you do it, etc. But we created a very strong bond in business that's very supportive, and also a very strong bond, obviously, outside of business and at work. Yeah. So
it sounds like ladies can have it all.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Alicia, Dunia, and for joining us today. And we've thoroughly enjoyed that episode. And appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you.
We should do it more.
Thank you for tuning in to Property Talk from Louise's Lounge and this episode of Women in Real Estate. If you have any suggestions or feedback or topics you would like us to discuss in the future, please do get in touch. Thank you again for tuning in.